What's going on, world? Welcome to the 1000 Miles podcast, where today we're going to do something different from our usual. So we're skipping the usual intro. I'd like to introduce everybody to Kelly Millar. She is a transformational branding specialist and the founder and head honcho at KM Transformational Branding out in London. And we have some important questions to ask her today, which we're going to dive into real quick. So Kelly, first of all, welcome.
Yes, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, and thank you for reaching out to me on LinkedIn. If you didn't know, LinkedIn is one of the best platforms anybody in business can be on to connect with people all around the world, start making those relationships, and hopefully open up some new business opportunities. But you're a transformational branding specialist. So I really want you to explain to people really quick, what is transformational branding and why is, you know, a personal brand, which is kind of one of those hot topics today, why is that no longer a luxury but a necessity in today's world?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Good question. And something that I speak a lot about. And I've been doing personal branding for 14 years nearly now. And, you know, it was something that used to be very niche, right? What used to be a very niche market. And over the years, I think with online platforms, social media, people having more of an online presence in general has become something that people just can't ignore anymore. So, you know, what used to be leaders of companies, CEOs, founders, where they used to be in the background more, it's now expected. You know, we want to hear from them. Who they are, what they represent, who is the person behind the title, who's behind the company, like Richard Branson is a perfect example of someone who has consistently developed his personal brand over the long term. So, you know, immediately you hear Virgin, you associate it with Richard Branson.
Right.
So you have a great example of someone who has developed a strong personal brand. So that is what I do in a nutshell, work with clients to develop their personal brand. Whether that be aligned with their company brand, if they're entrepreneurs, which I tend to work a lot with entrepreneurs. So whether you're a business owner, but that also is whether, you know, you're an employee, whether you're a CEO. You are your brand today, and it is your voice today, essentially.
Awesome, awesome. And, you know, with all the talk of branding, both branding your business and building your personal brand, I know everybody's looking kind of for a frame of reference of how they can get started if that's something that they're going to concentrate on, developing that brand equity so that people can feel like they know what they're all about, they know what their brand story is, know what their brand message is. Do you have maybe a couple of quick tips that people can start to implement today or in, you know, in a couple of days they can get the ball rolling to start developing their brand so that it can be clear and, you know, there's no confusion about who they are and what they're about and what they're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think, you know, now given the situation that we're in and the world, most of the world is on lockdown, I've been helping a lot of clients, especially now, to develop their brands to be prepared for the new normal, essentially for what's coming, which looks like, you know, essentially the world just went virtual. So it's going to be more important than ever now to think about your brand and your online presence and put some time and some effort into that and think about what is it saying right now and how can you use that to leverage other, you know, also your company brand, but how to thrive in the new normal. So that's something I'm doing a lot of, especially right now. So I think it's really important to start, number one, I would say, to start thinking of yourself as a brand. Rather than it just being, you know, something people associated with your logo or your business, you are your brand today, in a nutshell. So think about, you know, what does your online presence now currently say, and what can you do to get in touch, get to know your target audience and your industry inside and out, so you can demonstrate how you set yourself apart. In a very competitive online market. Let's face it, that's, I think a lot of the changes that we're seeing are going to stick around. So I think people are going to be doing business, the way we interact and the way we do business, I think will be changing and some of those changes will be permanent. So I would say that to think about how you come across online and start thinking of yourself as a brand, and also strive to become known as a thought leader or an expert in your field. And that will build credibility and trust, and that will enable people, that will get people to start seeking you out. Rather than you having to chase people and opportunities, they will start to come to you.
So basically, the whole point of building that brand is so that 24/7, that brand exists and breathes and can be attracting the right people who need the services that you or your company can provide, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. And this is, and by building and strengthening your brand, you're creating possibilities and opportunities for yourself.
Awesome. Well, Kelly, I would like to thank you so much for giving us some of your time, giving you those insights from an expert in transformational branding. And anybody who would like to get in contact with you, how can they best do that?
The website is camtransformational.com, and you can also reach us on social. So we're on Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram as well. So yeah, please do. If you need some help or some guidance in how to navigate the new normal and how to develop your brand, please do get in touch.
Awesome. Well, I'd like to thank you once again for participating in this new step that the 1,000 Miles podcast is taking. I hope you have a great day. And you know, they say the journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. This is a new step for us. When are you going to take yours?